God's love and grace and blessings be with us all as we bring to the present moment this incredible historical event of our Lord's crucifixion, death on the cross, looking forward to his glorious and life-giving resurrection. Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O Christ, our God, and hope. Glory to you, O heavenly King, and comfort of the Spirit of truth. Everywhere present and filling all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, O blessed one.
Together on page 363.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pater imon, o indis uranis, aiesito ton masu, el fetu I basilia su, initito to filimasu, os en unon kebedigis, ton arte imon de libusion, dos imin simenon, che afes imin da flimita imon, os che mis afimis vletis imon, che mis in egis maspiris mon, alleris in imas apoto poniru.
Oče náš, iže jesi na nebese, da si atícia imia tvoje, da príde sácvie tvoje, da bude tvoje tvoje, jako na nebesi I na zemlí. Hleb nás nasušný I daž nám dnes, I ostaví nám dlhy naše, jako že I my ostavlajem dlžníkom našim, I nevedi nás v iskušenie, no izbavi nás od lukavého.
Tatăl nostru, care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșalele noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri. Și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
Abana.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance, granting victory to the faithful against the adversaries and protecting your commonwealth by your cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O Christ, our God, who was of your own will lifted up on the cross, grant your mercies to your new commonwealth named after you. In your power, gladden our faithful leaders, granting them victories against the adversaries. May they have your alliance as a weapon of peace, an invincible trophy, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen. O awesome and ever-present protection, all lauded Theotokos, of your goodness, overlook not our supplications. Make firm the commonwealth of the Orthodox. Save them whom you have called to govern, and grant them victory from on high, for you gave birth to God, the only blessed one.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for all pious and Orthodox Christians.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for Archbishop Isaiah and all of the Brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord, Father, give the blessing.
Glory to the Holy Consubstantial, life-giving and undivided Trinity, always, now, and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Δόξα εν υψίστις Θεό και ποιήσει την ανθρώπιση of the Kia. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people. Κύριε, χείλη μου ανοίξεις και τα στόμα μου εγγελίν την ανασύν σου. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth there is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong, and those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Do not forsake me, O Lord, my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, and they shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of ages. Amen.
O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put away all my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eye wastes away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in a place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark? and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and my acquaintance is into darkness. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always stride with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as to keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all places of his dominion.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me, and enter not into judgment with your service. In your righteousness, O Lord, answer me, and enter not into judgment with your servant. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God, our hope, O Lord. Glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace in the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy temple and for all those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbytery, the deacons in the service of Christ, and for all the clergy and the laity, let us pray to the Lord.
For the president of our country, for all those in public service, and for armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord. For temperate weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For those traveling at sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another, and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For to you is due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Theos Kyrios, kepephanen imin, ευλογημένος ο ερχόμενος, εν ονόματι Κυρίου.
Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his holy name. God is the Lord. Lord, I defended myself against them. God is the Lord, and he revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
And this came about from the Lord, and it is wonderful in our eyes. God is the Lord, and he revealed himself to us. Blessed is he
Υπό του ξύλου καθελών, το ακράντον σου σώμα. Συντώνει καθαρό η λύση και αρώμα. Συν ενήματι κενό, κυδεύσα σε πέθετο.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. When you descended to the realm of death, you as life immortal, rendered to lay this same mortal blow by your all radiant divinity. And when you from infernal depths and the darkness below did raise the dead, proclaim and cry out, O life-giving Christ, and our God we give glory.
Now and forever unto the ages of ages, amen. The angel standing by the tomb cried out to the myrrh-bearing women, the myrrh is fitting for the dead, but Christ has shown himself a stranger to corruption.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Joseph, passed by Pilate, for your sake brought body, anointing it with fragrant spices, and with clean linen laid it in a new tomb, whereupon the bearing women, arriving at early dawn, cried out, "Show us so Christ, as you foretold your resurrection."
Doxa Patrike, io che agio pneumati.
Kenike eikeis tu seonas ton eonon amin.
The choir of angels were astonished seeing the one who rests in the bosom of the Father. The immortal one placed in a tomb was dead, whom the ranks of angels encircle and glorify together with the dead in Hades as Creator and Lord.
Together the 50th Psalm. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer young bulls on your altar.
Himati thalassis ton krypsonda paledi octen tyrannon hypoies ekrypson ton sesomenon ipedes alimis os eneanides to kyrios omen en doxos garde doxoste.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
O Lord, my God, all shall sing you a funeral hymn and a burial ode. For through your burial you open for me the portal of life, and by that you have put death and Hades to death.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
the superterrestrial and those of the netherworld. Beholding you, my Savior, on your throne on high and in the grave below, were shaken with your death, for you were seen in a manner transcending the mind as dead, you the source of life.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
You descend
my person that is in Adam was not hidden from you, and being buried, you renewed me from corruption, O lover of mankind.
The children of those who were saved, buried underground the one who made the pursuing tire of all disappear in the waves of the sea. As for us, however, let us praise the Lord, as did the maidens, for gloriously he has been glorified.
Seton epi dha ton kremasanda pasatinir esketos ikdisis katidusa endokranio kremamenon thambi polos iniketo ukestin agios plin sua kiria kravgazusa.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You have revealed the symbols of your burial by many visions, but now you have manifested your secrets as God and man, even to those in Hades, O Master.
There is none holy save you, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You stretched out your arms and united those who were divided of old. Restrained by the shroud and the tomb, you loose those held captive who cry out,
there is none holy save you, O Lord. Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
O uncontainable one, you were sealed in a tomb of your own will, and you made known your power through your divine actions unto those who seek.
There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Verily creation having been you suspended on Golgotha, who suspended the whole earth freely on waters, was seized with great wonders.
There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Etiketin in initu Kyriou Deithomen.
Κύριε ελέησον.
Άγιε λαού σώσον ελέησον και διαφύλαξον ημάς ο Θεός της η χαρίτη.
Κύριε ελέησον.
Σπανεγίας αχάντου υπερευλογημένης εν δόξου δεσποίνης ημών Θεοτόκου και υπαρθένου Μαρίας. Κατά πάντων των Αγίων μνημονεύσαντες εαυτούς και αλλήλους και πάσαν την ζωήν ημών Χριστό το Θεό παραθώμεθα.
Συ Κύριε.
Ότι σύ ο Θεός ημών και σύ τη δόξαν αναπέμπωμεν το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Αγίο Πνεύματι νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Amen. The soldiers guarding your tomb, O Savior, became like dead from the lightning of the appearing angel, proclaiming your resurrection. To the women we glorify you, the spoiler of corruption, and to you we kneel, risen from the grave, our only God.
Την εν σταυρώσω, θείαν καινοσύν, προωρών Αββακούμ, εξιστήκος ευώ, σύ δίνας τον διέκοψας, κράτος αγαθέ, ομιλών της ενάδη, ως πάντων δυναμός.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You have sanctified the 7 day which you blessed before you rested from your labors, for you create everything.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
When your soul was separated from the body, the bonds of both Hades and death were shattered with greater strength by your mighty word of God.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
Hades, in encountering you, O Word, was embittered, beholding a mortal deified, covered with bruises, yet all-powerful. Wherefore it shrank back at the awesome sight.
Foreseeing your divine self-emptying on the cross, Habakkuk cried out in amazement, "You cut off the power of the Mighty One, O good one, speaking to those in Hades as the Almighty."
Theophanias Christa, tis prosimas in padosia nomenis, Isaias phosidon, anesperon, ec nictos othris asecragazen, anastisonde in necri, cae erthisonde, ien disknimis, ke pande siendi, agalia sonde.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
When you, the Creator, became earthly, you renewed those of the earth, the linen and the tomb, demonstrating inherent mystery, O Word. For the honorable counselor fulfills your Father's will, through whom you renew me majestically.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
You transform the mortal by death and the corrupt by burial. For as befits God, you have made incorruptible and immortal the nature you assume. For your body, O Master, did not see corruption, nor was your soul abandoned as a stranger in Hades.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
You came from a virgin who knew no travail. Your side, O my Creator, was pierced, which you accomplished the recreation of Eve, having yourself become Adam. Supernaturally, you fell into a sleep that renewed nature, awakening life from sleep and corruption as the Almighty.
Your loving manifestation, made through your compassion for us, was seen by Isaiah as an unwaning light. And rising early from the night watch, he cried aloud, "The dead shall rise, and they who are in the tomb shall awake, and all those on the earth shall rejoice."
Sinescathi, alukatescathi, stenis kitos ionas, surgasuti ponferon, tu pathondas ketafidothendes, os ek thalamu tu thiros anethore, Προσεφώνει δε τίκος του Δία, η φυλασσόμενη ματέα και ψεύδι, ελαιόν αυτής εγκαταλείπεται.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You were slain, O Word, but were not separated from the body which you shared with us. For even though your temple was destroyed during your passion, the person of your divinity and humanity was still one. For in both you are one Son, the Word of God, God and man. Glory.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The fall of Adam resulted in the death to men, but not to God. For though the substance of your earthly body suffered, your divinity remained passionless, transforming the corruptible into incorruption. And it showed it to be the fountain of resurrection for immortal life.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Verily, Hades rules the race of mortals, but not forever. For you, Almighty One, when placed in the tomb, demolished the bars of death with your life-giving hand, and preached to those who slept there from the ages of old a true redemption, becoming, O Savior, the firstborn of the dead.
Verily, Jonah the prophet was caught, but not held in the belly of the whale, for being an impression of you who suffered and was given over to burial, he sprang forth from the whale as from a chamber and said to the watchman, falsely and in vain do you guard a watchman, for you have neglected your own mercy.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you,
for you are the King of peace, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
He who closed the abyss is seen as dead, wrapped in linen and with myrrh. The immortal one is placed in a tomb as dead. The women came to anoint him, weeping bitterly and crying out, "Behold, this is the most blessed Sabbath, in which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day."
In which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day.
He who sustains all things was raised on the cross, and all creation mourns, seeing him hanging naked on the wood. The sun hid its rays, and the stars cast off their gleam. The earth quaked with great fright, and the sea fled. The rocks were split asunder, many graves were opened, and the bodies of holy men arose. Hades groaned below, and the Judeans planned to spread false rumors against the resurrection of Christ, while the women cried out, "Behold, this is the most blessed Sabbath, in which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day."
In which Christ, having fallen asleep, will rise on the third day.
On April 7th, we commemorate the holy martyr Calliopios. On this day, we also commemorate our father among the saints, George, Bishop of Mytilene, the worker of signs and wonders. On this day, we also commemorate the holy martyr Rufinus the deacon. On this day, the holy martyr Aquilina was perfected after they tied her hands and burned her body. On this day, we also commemorate the holy 200 martyrs in Sinope who were perfected by the sword. On this day, we also commemorate our devout and God-bearing father, Savas the New of Kalminos.
On the holy and great Saturday, we celebrate the burial of the divine body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and his descent into Hades, through which our race was recalled from corruption and was transplanted to eternal life. In vain you watchmen guard the tomb. No grave can contain the source of life. In your ineffable condescension, O Christ our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
A frost on Thaumma, en encaminaris amenos, tus osios pedas eclogos, et
τάφωνε κρόσαπνο κατεπτυθέτε η σωτηρίαν ημών των μελωδόντων λύτρωτα ο Θεός ευλογητός η.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
Hades was pierced in the heart, having received the one pierced in his side, and was consumed by the force of divine fire. For the salvation of us who sing,
blessed are you, O God, our deliverer. Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
Blessed tomb, having received in it the Creator as is sleeping, it was manifested to be a divine treasure of life for the salvation of us who sing.
Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The life of all in accordance with the law of the dead submits to the tomb and shows it to be the fountain of the resurrection for the salvation of us who sing.
Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer. Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
The Godhead of Christ was one with the Father and the Spirit without separation in the tomb and in Eden for the salvation of us who sing.
Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Ineffable wonder, he who saved the righteous Jews from the fire of the furnace is placed in the grave as a breathless corpse for the salvation of us who sing.
Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
God's love and grace and divine and life-giving presence be with you all on this, the Holy and Great Friday, in preparation for our lamentation services. I offer my words tonight because 34 years ago, last Sunday, was the first divine liturgy that this parish of St. Catherine had at Slavens Elementary. With that in mind, I respectfully offer these words on behalf of Father Dean Talligan, on behalf of Deacon Chris Zenis of Blessed Memory, Deacon Christodoulos Vigil of Blessed Memory, Father Dimitri Nikolodaikis, on behalf of Father Evan Armitas, Father Dino Sinus, on behalf of Father Andrew, on behalf of dear Father Jimmy, on behalf of Father Paul, who hopefully are listening in our service, on behalf of my dear brother Father Theodore and Deacon John. And I offer them, and I'm going to bring a couple of words to your mind to this evening. One is Pesha, Pascha, Passover, and the other is Anamnesis. Let's begin with Anamnesis. Mnemonevo means to remember. Anamnesis means to recall an historical event to the point where that event becomes one in the present. What is that which we place, we see around the halo of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our icons. O-on, I am. God is a God of the living, not a God of the dead. God is a God of the present. In God, the past and the future are the present. So when we talk about this event, we are going back in the Christian world 2,000 years. But what is the traditional word for this event that we will commemorate the day after tomorrow? Pascha. From the Hebrew word pesha, meaning Passover. So with that in mind, allow me to go to Passover for a moment. Today, our Jewish brothers and sisters ended their Passover feast at sundown. We pick it up with a new Passover. A Passover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the words of the great prophet Isaiah, as Father Theodore mentioned this afternoon, chapter 53, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, this is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? We know that our dear Jewish brothers and sisters in the midst of their Passover feast, they have a Seder meal, and amongst the things that they participate in is lamb. The lamb is the lamb remembering the first Passover that took place after 400 years of captivity within Egypt. And God gave to Moses an instruction that they were to offer lambs and take the blood of the lamb and mark it on their doorposts so that the angel of death would pass them over. And that lamb they participated in and continue to do so pretty near 3 millennia later. And as they participate in that lamb, it is a sacrificial lamb. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ becomes that new sacrificial lamb. And it is his blood that is spilt for us, and it is his blood and his body that we participate in as the new Israel, the heavenly Israel. Anamnesis, remembrance and bringing the reality of a past event to the present. I cannot participate in the service of Holy Friday without my mind going back to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and my own childhood and growing up. And as I've mentioned to you before, those of you who have participated in our service, going around the church in Cheyenne and having our lit candles, and unfortunately we're not going to go outside tonight because of the weather. We're going to remain inside. But going outside and in our church there, we went around the whole block. It was a city block, if you could have a city block in Cheyenne, Wyoming. The whole block. And I remember as a small child, when I was about Olympia's age, come here with me. I remember as a small child, Olympia, going around with my mommy and daddy and my yaya and papu, my grandparents. And I remember holding a candle. Now, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, once in a while, the wind was blowing, so our candles didn't always stay lit. But following the cross with the candles on them, and also the epitaphio, the kuvuklion, the replica of the tomb of our Lord. And every one of us, our church was filled to the T, and every one of us would go. And it was like the highlight of my year in the church. I remember the smell of incense. I remember all of the people in the houses that we would go around, and they would look at us like, what are you people doing? But I knew that it was something incredible. A 2,000-year tradition that was taking place. Thank you, Olympia. A 2,000-year tradition. As I got older and my own grandparents had passed away, my parents had passed away, I think of the generations that have gone before us and know that they are celebrating with us today. And I say celebrating because although we have our purple vestments on, we're going to change them, right, Father? And right before we have the epitaphial lamentations, we're going to be in gold because we have been preparing so long for this, and God is a God of the living. We live the reality of the pain and the suffering and the sorrow and death of our Lord and understand that that is in the context of our human pain, suffering, sorrow, and death. And we lament for that on the one hand and for the corporate reality of pain, suffering, and sorrow, and death, and our own personal participation in that. But we can't, at this point, we can't grieve too much more. We have been grieving and preparing for this in Metania, in repentance, for some 50 days or so. And we can't do it too much longer. We are about ready to crack open as the Paschal Easter eggs crack open, looking forward to life of the resurrected Christ. One thing that Father Theodore said in is one of his sermons earlier this week that really struck me. At the bottom of the petrihelion, or the stole that we wear as clergy, there are little tassels. And those tassels represent the people that we have the responsibility to one degree or another to help care for and their souls. It is an awesome responsibility, especially we have to always try to take care of our own soul, which is an awesome responsibility. But what he said that struck me was that we clergy are buried in our vestments when we die. It is because we will continue to offer the sacraments and the divine liturgies in that next life, amongst those souls that our sweet Lord has brought home to him. What an awesome responsibility, I thought. And so as I look around you, here's what, and the reason I mentioned the other clergy that had preceded me and are part of our beautiful parish, and understand that they are stepping upon the foundations of those who preceded them, not only in this parish, but in other parishes, for generations and to generation, from one generation to another, back through the apostolic succession, to the bishops that ordained them, back to the apostles of our Lord. And you and I are a part of all of that. And so the awesome responsibility is to love you. The awesome responsibility is to embrace you on behalf of our sweet Jesus, on behalf of our loving Father, on behalf of God who is within us. And so, speaking on behalf of them all, speaking on behalf of sweet Jesus, I love you. Please receive that love and allow that to be transformational to you. Whatever degree of lack of ability that you have had or have to receive that love, open up your heart and allow our Savior to enter therein. And allow that to be a place where he abides. And if he does indeed abide there, he can transform you and me, because I still need a lot of transformation myself. This is not an ending. It is a continuation of God's love and grace. So allow that to happen. And on this night, as our Lord enters into the grave, into the tomb, into Hades, and loosens the dead, may we be loosened of anything that is negative within us. And may we rise in his glorious resurrection to glorify him. Through the powerful intercessory prayers of his mother, the Panagia, the Virgin, the Theotokos, St. Catherine, the great martyr, through the prayers of St. Joseph of Arimathea, St. Nicodemus, the myrrh-bearing women, and by the way, girls, you look amazing as the myrrh-bearing women, and I know you're going to do a splendid job. Through the prayers of the myrrh-bearing girls, the myrrh-bearing women, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Εξ τη θηφρή των ουρών και σαλευθεί το σαν τα θαμέλια τη γη. Ιδού γαρ εν νεκρή λογίζεται. Ο εν υψής της εικόν και τάφος μικρόν ξενοδοχείται, ον παιδες ευλογείται, ιερείς ανυμνείται, λαός υπερυψούται, εις πάντας τους αιώνας. Glory to you, O God, glory to you.
The pure temple has been dissolved, but he raised up with him the fallen tabernacle for the second Adam who dwells in the highest, descended unto the first Adam to the depths of Hades.
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages. We bless Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord.
The courage of the disciples failed, but Joseph of Arimathea shows valor. Before beholding the God of all, dead and naked he asked for him, and arrayed him, crying out,
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Oh, what new wonders! Oh, what goodness! Oh, what ineffable forbearance! For he that was in the highest, he is sealed under the earth of his own will. And this wonder does a deceiver.
Oh, you bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people exalt him to all the ages. We praise, we bless, and we bow down before the Lord.
Be astonished, O heaven, and let the foundations of the earth quake. For lo, the one who dwells in the highest is a king. counted among the dead, and lodges as a stranger in a humble tomb.
Oh, you bless him, you priests praise him, and you people exalt him to all the ages.
Magnifying hymns of honor, the Theotokos and Mother of the Light. Master blessings.
Niepovido mulmite katharosa endapo onem gastrion esporas en ella vesion. Αναστήσομε εργά και δοξαστήσομε και υψώσω εν δόξη απάστοσος Θεός τους εν πίστη και πόδωσε μεγαλύνοντας.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
Glory to her, Son. I was there that travail at your strange birth and was marvelously blessed, and now beholding you, my God, as a breathless form, I am torn apart with a spear of bitter sorrow. But I arise that I may be magnified.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
O Mother, covers me of my own will, but the gatekeepers of Hades trembled, seeing me clothed in a blood-spattered robe of vengeance. For I have stood, I have struck down the enemies with the cross, and I will rise again and magnify you.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
Let all creation rejoice and all the earthborn be glad, for Hades the enemy has been despoiled. Let the women meet me with myrrh, for I redeem Adam along with Eve and all their descendants, and will rise on the third day.
Lament not for me, Mother, as you behold me in the grave, whom as a son you did conceive in your womb without seed. For I shall rise and be glorified, and as God I shall ceaselessly exalt in glory those who in faith and yearning magnify you.
At this time, we're going to sing the Lamentations. You should have the little pamphlet, which has them there. And once again, I want you to think about, we probably have about 300 or 350 people here today. And we're going to join with about another, let's say 228 million Orthodox Christians in the world right now. Some of them have already done the service, and some are not have not done it yet. And then we're going to put another, 785 billion others that have over the generations celebrated this service. So as we do this, let's open up our hearts and sing with the top of our lungs, glorifying God.
Κι ζωή εν τάφο κατέτε της Χριστέ και αγγέλων στρατείε εξεπλύντοντο συν κατάβασιν δοξάζουσε την συν.
lamenting her grief. Señor, queda crío en mi gas, y teón mi vos partenos, se cradas en, y la glaso ton glicimu isu.
Doxa patri que io, que a io ne,
again and again in peace let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For your name is blessed and your kingdom glorified, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Actionesti megalin in seton zodo. Stavrotas hieras ectinanda, kesin dripsanda to kratos tu ekru.
Strength of our dreadful has thou destroyed.
Ferus Christe, vina tos en tapos omantikos. I am rent with grief, and my heart with woe is torn and broken, as I see thee slain unjustly.
Lord, hear, or tend, or die.
has formed and fashioned him, and has crushed thy growing teeth in the vile beast. In Jesu Christe, mitis sacros incentita finte, apandes pisi ec theas omen,
Eti in irini tu Kyriou Deithomen.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For you are holy, our God, who are seated upon the throne of the cherubim, and to you we send up glory. With your unoriginate Father and your all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Amen. Prosperus Christe
Thank you.
Miro fori il thon, mira su Christemu, cos misus e profonos.
Yeah.
Lian proil tu se.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear thy soul.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Hear thy soul.
Commemorating our all-holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For you are the King of peace and the Savior of our souls, O Christ our God. And to you do we ascribe glory, to the Father who is from everlasting, and to your holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Ευλογητώσει Κύριε, διδαξών με τα δικαιώματά σου, των αγγέλων ο δήμος κατεπλάγει ορόντσε, εν εκρίς λογισέντα, του θανάτου δε σωτήρ την ισκήν καθελώντα, και σύνε αυτό τον Αδάμε γύραντα, και εξάδω πάντες ελευθερώσοντα.
Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Why do you, O women, desire?
statutes. At daybreak the burr-bearing women hastened with lamenting to your tomb. But the angel drew near to them and said, "Alas, the time for lamentation is over. Weep not, but proclaim the resurrection to the apostles."
On metadikeo matasu, the myrrh-bearing women having come with myrrh to your tomb, O Savior, heard the angel speaking clearly to them. Why do you number among the dead the one who lives? For as God, he has risen from the tomb.
The ex patri kai ob, kai ob nemati, proskino.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
All the powers of heaven praise you and ascribe glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
At this time, we are going to pass a tray. As you have an opportunity to give of a stewardship offering, please do so. To you be used in ministry in this, our Lord's parish of St. Catherine. After the trays are being passed, then we will come through and offer a light from the candles of the top of the epitaphio, and you can light those candles at this time. I want to mention one thing before we do, as the trays are being passed, that we've already turned the gospel from the crucifixion side to the resurrection side. So we're already in the reality of the life-giving resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Holy is the Lord our God.
Agios Kyrios o Theos.
Oh, so
ite avton en disi psistis si prepi hymnos to.
Upon them the judgment is written. This glory is to all his saints. Today the grave holds him who holds creation in his palm. A stone covers him who covers the heaven with virtues. Life sleeps and Hades trembles, and Adam is set free from his bonds. Glory to your dispensation, through which when all things were accomplished, you presented to us an eternal Sabbath rest, granting us your most holy resurrection from the dead.
Praise him, verse 70, praise him in the multitude of his majesty. What is the sight which is now beheld? What is the present pressed? The King of the ages, having completed the dispensation with his passion, takes his Sabbath rest in the tomb, granting us a new Sabbath. To him let us cry out, arise, O God, and judge the earth, for you reign to the ages, who are boundless in your great mercy.
Praise him in the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lyre and harp. Come, let us behold our life lying in the tomb, that he may give life to those who lie in the graves. Come to out to him who shall raise you up, O King, who falling back sleeps as a lion, but of your own will rise up, who willingly gave yourself for us, O Lord, glory to you.
Praise him in cymbal and dances, praise him with strings and pipe. Joseph asked for the body of Jesus and placed it in his own new tomb, for he had to emerge from the grave as from a bridal chamber. Glory to you, shattered the dominion of death and opened the portals of paradise to all mankind.
No. Mystic
prophetically foreshadowed this day, saying, and God bless the seventh day, for this is the blessed Sabbath. It is the day of rest in which the only begotten Son of God rested from all his works. And through the dispensation of death in body,
of the world. Lord, Eternal fount of life.
O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for pious and Orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah and all our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hospiti pomiloi, hospiti pomiloi, hospiti pomiloi.
For you are a merciful and loving God, indeed we offer glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed memory and eternal repose of your departed servants, emperors, patriarchs, hierarchs, priests, higher monks, deacons, monks, and all our departed faithful and Orthodox Christians everywhere in the world, fathers, forefathers, grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, and relatives.
For you are the resurrection, the life, and the repose of your departed servants, Christ our God, and to you we give glory, with your eternal Father and your all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for pious and Orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah and all our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Ότι ελεήμον και φιλάνθρωπος Θεός υπάρχεις και εσύ την δόξα να αναπέμπωμεν, το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Άγιο Πνεύματι,
Ninque haec estus aeonas, donae non. Their voice. You'll be right here by me. Just be right over here.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the protection of this holy church, this city and every city and town, from wrath, famine, pestilence, earthquake, flood, fire, sword, foreign invasions, civil strife, and accidental death. That our good and loving God may be merciful, gracious, and favorable to us, that he may turn and keep from us all wrath and sickness, and deliver us from his just rebuke, and have mercy on us.
Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all those who live everywhere on earth and those far at sea. Be gracious toward our sins, O Master, and have mercy on us. For you are a merciful God, and you love mankind, and to you we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever into the ages of ages.
You're going to be ushered at this time. We're going to have our word-bearing girls go under the epitaphio first, and then you're going to be ushered by our parish council members and ushers in order to do so as well. So with that in mind, let's have our girls come first, and then we'll have our choir members as well as the chanters go. Blessed resurrection to you. Blessed resurrection. Blessed resurrection.
The gospel.
Blessed resurrection to you. Blessed resurrection. Come in us to see. Come in us to see. Go under. Blessed resurrection. Come in us to see. Blessed resurrection. Come in us to see. Come in us to see. Resurrection. Kalianastasi. Kalianastasi. Careful here again.
Yes, go under and then go to the resurrection. Come on, just say. Stay on that side. Blessed resurrection. Blessed resurrection. Blessed resurrection.
Back into your seat, you're welcome to be seated.
Oh.
this is me.
Kaliyanastasi.
Sophia Orthi, wisdom. Everybody stand up.
When you descend to the realm of death, you as life immortal, render to Hades a mortal blow. By your old radiant divinity, and when you from infernal depths and the darkness below did raise the dead, all the hosts of heaven's powers did proclaim and cry out, O life-giving Christ, and our God we give glory.
Christ has shown himself a stranger to corruption.
O eschimonios ipaputu xilu kathelon to agrandon susoma sindone kathara ilisas ke aromasin Amnimatikano, kidevsos, apetheto.
Let us complete our morning supplications to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Lord, the forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
These things which are good and beneficial to our souls and peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord,
this, O Lord,
that we may complete the remaining time of our lives in peace and repentance. Let us ask of the Lord,
this, O Lord,
a Christian end of our lives, painless, unashamed, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearsome judgment seat of Christ.
Let us ask, O Lord,
commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
For those of you who have books, please go to page 401 and be seated.
You, O Christ, who holds the universe in your hands, condescended to be held in the tomb, to redeem fallen mankind from Hades, thereby giving immortal life to us as immortal God. Arise, O Lord, help us and deliver us for the glory of your name. O God, we have heard with our ears, and our fathers announced unto us, the reading is from the book of Ezekiel.
Let us be attentive.
Now the hand of the Lord was upon me, and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me round among them, and behold, there were many upon the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I shall lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a great rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, O Son of Man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, O Son of Man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves. O my people, I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord.
Let us be attentive.
Arise, O Lord, my God, let your hand be lifted up. Forget not your poor unto the end. O Lord, I will confess unto you with my whole heart. I will relate all your wonderful works.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs upon a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all. The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
On the next day, that is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Therefore order the sepulchre to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
As we have already done the next petitions, please skip to page 408. Irini Pasi Mirsem, peace be with all.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To you, Lord.
Court is yours to show mercy and save us, our God. And you do we ascribe glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom.
Evloison.
Christ our God, the existing one, is blessed always, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O Christ our God, and our hope, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, into the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Holy Father, give the blessing.
May Christ our true God, who for us people and for our salvation, voluntarily endured the awful passion, the cross, and the entombment, through the intercessions of his all-holy, pure, and blessed Mother, of St. Catherine, the great martyr and patroness of this holy temple, the holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and the holy martyrs Calliopus and Aquilina, St. Tikaramaska in Alaska, righteous Sabbas, George of Lesvos, and Hierosimos of Byzantium, whose memories we commemorate this day, and of all the saints, may the Lord have mercy upon us and save us as a good and loving and merciful God. To the prayers of all holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. The upon the neon batter anymore, Kyrie Jesu Christe o Theosimon, eleison gesosonimas. The blessing and protection of the Holy Trinity be with you all. Please be seated for a few moments. When we give out. We would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's done such a beautiful job in preparing for all of our services as we come to this 13th of 16 services during Holy Week. We have one more service tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And then tomorrow at 11:15, we have the Canon of Holy Saturday, followed by the first Christ is Risen, the Canon of the Resurrection, and Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom at midnight, a little after. Because of the fact, I don't know if you've noticed it, but we're worshiping in a gymnasium right now. And so with that in mind, our typical lamb dinner that we have sponsored by our parish council will not take place, as we do not have the space in order to do that. They will, however, sponsor a very nice coffee hour where we will get the Paschal Easter eggs, as well as some other treats following Divine Liturgy. And then on Sunday at 1:30 in the afternoon, we will have the Agape Vespers, the Vespers of Love. I want to take this opportunity to thank the choir, our chanters, our acolytes, our parish council, all of our volunteers and staff for the hundreds of hours that have put in during this period of time. And again, thank my brother clergy, Father Theodore, and Deacon John, and a shout out to Father Paul and Father Jimmy. God's love and grace and blessings be with them. So with that in mind, you're going to come and receive a rose in remembrance of the incredible love of our Lord and Savior. With that in mind, there are 30 petals on a rose, you know, triandafila. And so think of each of those as a petal representing the love of our Lord through the 30 years before he began his public ministry, and eternal life, even though these roses will die within a day or two, his love never ends. With that in mind, you're going to come up from the center here, and I will be here offering roses to you all, and then Deacon John will be on the far right, and Father Theodore on the far left. Have a beautiful and a blessed evening. Kali Anastasi. A blessed resurrection to you all. And remember, if God is for us, no one can be against us. Okay. I need a bat. We need baskets, fellas.
Yeah. instead of a marble, instead of water, we
so was Chrissy. Did Chrissy do this? Yeah, I remember. She said something like that. Hey, bud.
I can bear no more. I shall call the Gentiles mine. They will glorify me with the Father and the Spirit. And I shall give them eternal crown.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry, I'm tired.
Oh, let's get some good ones here. Of course. Another thorny one.
Today.
Thorny.
Hung the earth upon the waters, is hung on the tree. The King of angels is decked with a crown. The heavens in clouds is wrapped in the purple of mockery.
Put the thorny ones in there.
He who freed Adam in the Jordan is slapped on the face. The bridegroom of the church is affixed to the cross with nails. The Son of the Virgin is being by